United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave. America has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called America their home. America has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of the fulfillment of this dream. In New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries of the world. The United States is also a very spiritual country, allowing freedom of worship to its citizens. Indeed, religion has traditionally played a large role in American society. Many of the original European colonists came to America for religious reasons. Religion still has a major influence on American politics and culture, even more so than in other industrialized nations. As a liberal country that respects its citizens' right to worship, America has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the 6 Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert organized by the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association, A Journey Through Aesthetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. The following year, on December 18, 1998, the Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association organized another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, at the prestigious Shrine Auditorium in Los Angeles, California, the venue of the Oscar Awards for many years. On this grand occasion, Supreme Master Ching Hai once more contributed generously, with 2 charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation representatives smiled broadly, having received a check for $100,000. And in the face of the worst human tragedy to ever occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai had also responded by immediately sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. More currently, Supreme Master Ching Hai was awarded the Los Angeles Music Week Certificate of Commendation 2002, the Commendation of Dedication and Outstanding Service from the Mayor of Los Angeles 2002, and the highest honor at the 2006 Annual Telly Awards. Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to this day to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following discussion with Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members, entitled Rely on Yourself, in Hawaii, USA, in September 1994.
The other people to know. We learn so that we know, and that we can bless the world silently by our, you know, inner glory and inner love. Yeah? It's not a show. The thing is, just like every other science, you know, study, you have to develop yourself. Huh? That's why the Buddha said, rely on yourself and no one else. Hmm? Of course, we say to see the Buddha is very rare and a greatest blessing that this is. 100,000 aeons, you won't have one. You know what I mean? Not once in a lifetime, but once in many lifetimes, you would see a Buddha. Probably the Buddha is in front of you, but you don't see. That's the difference. They probably look, but they don't see. Yeah? They hear, but they don't listen. They don't understand. And Jesus also said that no one comes to the Father except through me, right?
Yes.
But nevertheless, he didn't say that now, you saw me, and then you go home and sleep, and then surely you go to heaven. No, right? He tell you self-cultivation, right? Love your Father, love my commandment, pray in the closet, love your neighbor. Why, it's a lot of work. You know what I mean? It is not that he said, okay, now you saw me, Jesus, and you surely go to heaven. No. He didn't say that, huh? Sometimes even to his relatives, he said, who is my relatives? Who is my mother? Who is my sister? Only the one who does the will of the Father is my relatives, my mother, my sister. Remember? Huh? When his mother and sister came to see him, and people reported to him, he even neglected them for a while at least. He said, oh, I have no relatives except you. You know, those who do the will of the Father, who love thy neighbors, yeah? And who keep the commandments, who love the Father with all the heart, the soul, and the mind, etc., etc. Remember? Huh? And even Jesus, before he became the world spiritual leader, he had to go into the closet and meditate and pray. You know what I mean? And he even had to undergo the humility of baptism. You know, even though if he knew he was the Son of God, still he has to go through everything like us. So to show us that when we're human beings, we must work. Huh? And he tell his disciple, go out and spread the gospel, right? Say, whatever I tell you in secret, you go and preach on the housetop. But don't give pearl to the swine. Huh? Is that not so? Yeah, he also say that not everyone can accept his teaching. Mostly in any generation, is that right? Any period of time of our earth, the people who truly love God are very rare, very rare, yes. And there are also different level of God as well, see, and different level of our beings. And as long as we are in this world, if we do not learn to understand the issue of spirituality, then when we go to heaven, even though we go to heaven, because the love of the Father is immense, yes, you will not discriminate, really. You love him, fine. You don't love him, he loves you. Yes. But still, then we go up there and we don't develop. You know what I mean? And we're still the way we were before. Not only angels are good. That's why they have to come here and don this physical raiment in order to study, to learn how to love others, how to do the service, instead of just sit there and enjoy the bliss of heaven all the time. And now, we are given the opportunity to study in this school of life. If we do not take this opportunity and learn well, then we will be very regretful in heaven. You know what I mean? No one else will tell you anything. You yourself look back at your life. At that time, it will be very clear to you, like a mirror. And then you will feel very, very, very sorry that you were so weak, that you were so lazy, that you were so attached to the material things that the Father gave you, but only as a tools so that you can progress. Instead, you cling to these tools and forget the mission, forget what you are here for. That's why many souls are wandering around in the transmigration. They're earthbound because they're so much attached to this world. Even though the gates of heaven's always open. But we don't want to go back. You know what I mean? Yes. Many people who have been not any kind of particular meditation or anything, you know, but they fear God, fine. They also abide the law of heaven and they try to be good. And they're truly a kind of a loving, kind, easygoing folk. It's all right. Then, of course, at the time of their final departure, they will also go to heaven. And the Father will be also there to embrace them. Or not embrace them. It's not necessary that they can always see the Father. Actually,
We can only learn the purpose of creation if we try to do our best in the earth, you know. Then we will be given the opportunity to understand the creation, the whole completely. Sometimes we will be shown just a part of the creation program, and that we know a little at that corner only. And then sometimes we are shown completely. That is the grace of God. So many people, sometimes they have experience. For example, they meditate, okay? Not necessarily meditate with us, you know, or maybe in another kind of meditation, like they probably sit in quiet prayer, you know, very sincere. Prayer is always, always beautiful and always useful. And our prayers will always be answered. But only if they are sincere and from the heart. The most sincere prayer always comes from the heart. When you are truly, truly have no other motive in your heart, when you truly, you don't pray, you cannot bear it. That is a true prayer. And God always answers these prayers. Because God is powerful, almighty. There's nothing that He cannot do. Or she cannot do. Minus. It's all right in that case. You know what I mean? It's just that we don't have enough power of sincerity. That's why many of our prayers are not answered. And we think God is not there. Ah, that's the trouble. Poor old man. Yeah. God blame for everything. Yes. And all this war and disaster and hungry and all these things. We just blame it on God or the hierarchy of heaven that don't help us. Truly it's our choice. The choice of the people who goes against the will of heaven and the law of the universe, these people will make war and listen to the negative force in the nature, which we call Satan, huh? Or devil. Yeah? They are always there. That's how the world stays in balance. That's how the negative world, this world stays in balance. In the heavenly world, there's no need for this negative force to exist. In heaven, there's no good, no bad. And people sometimes do not think of sins the way we do. They don't condemn you. Yes. So at the time of death, sometimes it's you who condemn yourself. And you will be very regretful that you did not do the best. They shouldn't have done the other way. You know you should have, but you did not do. And that is what will torment you after your death. And that's what makes people call hell. Understand? There's no God who stayed there and passed judgment. It's just that at the time of death, you'll be shown the low level, okay? That is if we did not practice any truly, you know, repentance, and that we did not truly lead a virtuous life the way it has to be. And then we'll be shown a kind of like movies, huh? But so fast. So fast that the whole lifetime go in just a split second even. And then you will see everything, but you understand. Even in such quick speed, you understand everything that you have done. What is wrong, what is right, you know everything. And then at that time, you will cry. You will know that you have done wrong. And you will not be given the opportunity again. A very, very long, long time. Because there's so many are waiting to come to be human beings. So you are a long way on the waiting list. Because you already been given the opportunity. That is what the so-called eternal hell or eternal condemnation. But of course, nothing is really eternal, huh? Nothing is really eternal. It's just that for an unhappy situation or feeling, it seems a long, long time, huh? And when we're happy, it seems so fast, the time goes so fast. Is that not so? Okay. Because our sins are not eternally committed. So our grief will not be eternally carried out. It's just that we feel so long. And we feel so regretful that we had been given the opportunity to do good, to improve our knowledge about the creation, about our Father, how everything functions, and how we should learn to love one another. And we did not take that opportunity. And that's the problem. That will make us feel very, very, very sorrow. And I wish that it don't happen to you. I'm sure it will not, because you have been diligent in your search for the truth, for your own original abode, and for God, yes. And of course, in this situation, sometimes our mind is weak, the body is also weak. Sometimes we want to meditate a long time, but the body is so weak, the flesh so weak, and the will also weakened with the flesh. Therefore, we have to study again and again, make a firm start again. Okay, today I feel I don't meditate very well. Tomorrow, yes, next day, I make more effort. Yeah, always try to strive for better, better will, you know, so that we can progress in spirit and we become a stronger and wiser person in heaven. It's not that everybody is the same in heaven, even though God is just and fair, yeah? He loves all His children or her children the same way. But nevertheless, because we do not strive ourselves, therefore we just stay there. Just like children in the school, some are intelligent, huh? Some are diligent, some just went out and playful with girls or do other things, yeah? And drug and things like that, according to circumstances. And when they were too weak to resist, yes, and too rebellious to listen to the parents, then they harm themselves and cause a lot of trouble for themselves. Of course, the parents will be affected and be miserable, but the most suffering person is themselves, yeah? Similarly, when we come down to this world, we are given all the tools, the equipment, and the circumstances in which we can thrive. And trying to overcome the situation, overcome the hatred that is bred by the circumstances, that is, produced by the circumstances. Yes? We are put into the, sometimes in unfavorable condition, to see how we can love thy enemies. But we often fail. We often fail to love thy enemy, our enemies. We often give in to our flesh desire, and also the temptation of the surrounding to hate our enemies, just the way we are taught, just the way we used to, and not the way of heaven. So sometimes we will fail. Sometimes we succeed, sometimes we fail. And the more successful we are, of course, the higher our position in the hierarchy of universe. And we will be given more opportunities in the system, in the heavenly system, to do better work, more interesting work, and more universal work, that we can develop immense talents that we never know we have, even in the wildest imagination. We'll be given leading roles, you know, in the heaven, like teaching a lot of heavenly beings and things like that. Or when we go to this earth, we become like master, teacher of spirituality, or some special position, leading mankind into the kingdom of God. Otherwise, we don't have this opportunity. If we slack in this world, in the only time we are in school, Do not think that you always are given the opportunity and come back again. Not always, not always. It is the generation, the DNA that stay behind. The information from that DNA, and that these desires and all this energy of the desires that stays behind, that reincarnate. Not you, the soul, the person. Understand? There's so many souls waiting to go into this school. I don't have space for you to always to stay behind. You can do that, but you wait a long time. Understand? And meanwhile, you suffer. I suffer from your own sorrow. The love of heaven is there, but you will feel very sorry for the things that you have missed. Yes. You wish you could have do it again. And you would have done it better. And you would have you will do it better. But then if you're given the opportunity again, you forget. Now that's the problem. That's why sometimes we have to come back to relearn if we truly are good and merit that, or have a good opportunity to go down. For example, go down here, you have to exchange it for something. Okay. For example, there's a mission of somebody come down and help the world. All right? And then they say, okay, I join. Please, can I join? I do anything, 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 anything. I promise, promise, promise. I won't be like the last time. Really, no, 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 no. All right. So, of course, heavenly is always a trusting company. Yes. Give you a next job. But then when you go down there, instead of helping that person and that group to better the world, you do something else, maybe even against them, because you become forgetful of what you have promised before you take birth in this world. All of us, all of us. That's why you see the Buddha 30 years before he became enlightened. Huh? Jesus also. You know what I mean? Not that they are born immediately and say, oh, I'm the Buddha, I have to go and help the world. Forget. And so, there are so many pushing opportunity from heaven, like, ah, disaster would befall you, or somebody is etching you behind, you know, or pushing you, or some situation happen that you suddenly will feel awakened, or some friend will come along, some beggars on the street even, remind you of the ephemeral nature of this world. So these beggars are also angels. Yeah, sometimes the suffering are there to awaken us. Some people come do some great mission. Some people come do small mission in order to earn the merit of being human, so that it can be in the school and earn the merit so that they can advance in heaven and have another opportunity perhaps to advance again. Yes. For example, somebody, I often told you already, like the refugees, they were there as their own will. They wanted to be like that, so that they can awaken the conscience of the world about how war can affect people and many nations, not only one. For example, like that. And to give the people who help them, who give them shelter and food and support and sympathy, the merit of love. You know what I mean? Whenever we love somebody, we love ourselves. We really boost our glory. It's not that we help anybody. We help ourselves. Please remember this. Whenever you do something good, it is the will of heaven. It's good for you. You should do more good. Be more loving. Try to strive inside. Use your wisdom. Yeah? Don't be the sheep in the crowd. You already step out of the crowd. You already do much better. Yeah? You understand? Trying to remember more of the promise that you made to the Father and the heavenly hierarchy before you came. That's why you come here. Yeah? You sacrifice many things. You sacrifice the taste of the palate, you sacrifice the enjoyment of the world. Yes? You try to pray in the closet. You pray humbly and secretly. And not showing off like staying in a big place or on the street or in a big church or make a big grandeur of yourself, how virtuous you are by loud speaking and repeating perfectly the rhyme of this psalm, holy song or what and another. You know what I mean? Or you know how to do it perfectly, the ritual of the temple and of the church or whatever it is. So therefore your merit of course will be manifold. It's not that all the people are the same. And try also to make use now of your memory, of the things that you remember during the meditation. Unconsciously also you will remember many things. That's why you change. Because you will remember through meditation and through contemplation and the wisdom from the light and the sound what you are and what you're supposed to do to advance yourself. Because you contact with the Supreme Wisdom again, and then you remember what is your mission and what you're supposed to do. That's why you change. That's why you change always for the better. Because you remember the heavenly being that you are. That's why you change.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring Alexi's Sour Soup, Vegan Ham with Lemon, and White Eggplant on Between Master and Disciples. Up next on Supreme Master Television is Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. May your days be beautiful and joyous.